Blog Talk Radio.
We're happy to pause this morning for you all on the blog to join us on many social networks, things like that. We're happy to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is a spiritual awakening, a great awakening. It's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me. Give me this, give me that, Lord. I want this, I want that. To the approach to God, Lord, I didn't come to ask you for nothing. I came to thank you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for my eyes to see. Thank you for my ears to hear, my legs to walk. Thank you, God, for being the best friend I've ever had. Thank you for all that you've done. And I could go on and on just thanking him. Amen. We do that every night on the blog line. You ought to join us sometime. Amen. I'll get that number out before we leave the line this morning. But on the blog line, our platform is simply to thank him 1,000 times a night. Amen. And many times we thanked him more than that. Amen. Some people thanked him 10,000 times, some 9,000, some 5,000, some 3,000, 2,000. I'm talking about a day. It is a revolution around the country. People are saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise your name, thank you. It's a wonderful revolution. And God, I want to thank you for bringing that to pass. Thank all of you for coming from all walks of life, from every church affiliation and church denomination, from every economic strata, and from every walk of life. Thank God. And we're coming together to find what the enemy is doing and what he's trying to do, trying to divide God's people and conquer them, getting jealous of anything that God is trying to do and trying to divide and conquer. But the enemy is a liar. The blood of Jesus stands against it. And we just give God the glory. Amen. I just want to see if y'all are awake. Amen. God bless you. Just want to tell you that I love you, but I can't tell you that if y'all sleep. So good morning to you. Are you there? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Bless your name. Good morning to you. Jesus Christ, we love you. God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning to you. And then he went to hear our praise. The Bible says in Psalms, I believe, 22, verse 3, that he inhabits the praises of his people. So he's waiting to hear you. I wouldn't be the one to let everybody else around me praise God. And he may not give God praise. And as much as he's done for me, oh, no. I'm going to be in there praising somewhere. And let's give him some praise and a little bit. If you can praise him in these couple minutes, can you do that long? Amen. And let's have a praise check. Praise check. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give him a praise check. Put your mouth in there and give him some glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise. Open that mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth and give him praise. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glory in you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Somebody had to praise him. Come on, praise him. Lord, you've been so mighty. So marvelous. We love you, Lord. We give you all the adoration, all the praise. We love you. Everything you've done last night alone. So wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody's not praising out there. Come on, open your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. That's pretty good. Praise the Lord, everybody. And thank you for praising the Lord. We need something. We might do wisdom sooner on this. Amen. You know this psalm. Tell me which one it is when I get through. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, or come before his presence with thanksgiving. With singing. Amen. Hard for you to see here. Don't want to cut on the light. Amen. Knowing that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord. And bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Why? And bless his name. Let's pull that verse out and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Seems like a general statement there that we always do. But let's kind of digest that a little bit more this morning. Can anybody tell us what psalm that is?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Psalms 100. God bless you.
Yes.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That came from heaven. The devil didn't say that. The devil did not say that. Why would the devil say that? That's one of the things that is part of how to recognize the real voice of God. Ask questions. Why would the enemy want you to enter into his gates with thanksgiving when he is trying to shut the saints up? That's the main thing he doesn't want them to do. I keep telling y'all, I had that vision. I asked the Lord, Lord, why is it that the saints seem like won't praise him like they used to? And I don't understand the Lord. They won't open their mouths and give him praise. And the Lord didn't answer me right then, but about a couple weeks later, he woke me up, and it was like an angel that came and got me and took me to a high mountain. It was a hill or a mountain. I can't remember quite. But I know one thing. I didn't see over it, but I heard voices down in the valley. And it sounded like the voice of a demon. I mean, it was a devil's voice. Whatever you do, don't you let the saints of God open their mouths and give him praise. Why do you think I keep on saying, open your mouth, open your mouth? Because I heard him. I heard that demon, the devil saying, don't let them open their mouths. That's where he sounded. And give God no praise. And those demons begin to question him, say, well, can we let them shout that holy dance? I don't like that, but I'll permit that. Can we let them get up and testify? I don't like that, but I'll permit that. Another demon, can we let them run around the church? I don't like it, but I'll permit that too. Just don't let them open their mouths and give God no praise. Don't let them open their mouths. And I heard one demon say, well, devil, why? Why? That's how I knew it was the devil. He said, devil, why? Why can't we let them open their mouths and give God praise? Because every time those saints of God open their mouths and give God praise, it makes me lose my power. And y'all are falling into that. Don't let him keep you from opening your mouth. In fact, let's take another praise break. There you go. Come on. Praise break for the body. Open your mouth and give him praise. Open your mouth and give him praise. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can do that next. Come on, praise him. Open your mouth. Shout glory. Shout thank you, Lord. God has been mighty good to you. Thank you, Lord. Don't sit there and let us do it. You do it. Open your mouth. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. All right, God bless all of you this morning. Amen. I want to hear another form of praise, a praise report. It's giving God praise for what he's done for you. Well, how he's been so good to you. Somebody got a praise report. God did some things for you on yesterday. And, amen, tell it because why? Because he inhabits the praises of people and you can encourage somebody to bless his holy name. In the name of Jesus, the form of the praise report today is the wisdom seminar where you kind of encourage others across the world. I want to deal with that. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Amen. Who wants to deal with that this morning? Amen. And kind of teach people across the world what that's saying to the saints of God. Amen. Some people, this is their only church, and they're looking to you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Who wants to do that? The line is open to you. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. Who wants to do that?
Good morning to my chief ambassador.
Good. God bless you.
People of God, amen, to the First Lady, amen, and our Mother of the Nation, all of the saints of God, amen, bishops, elders, ambassadors, ambassadors elect, whatever title that God has placed in your spirit, I address it this morning, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for our chief ambassador opening up this wisdom seminar, which is Psalm 100, which is a very, very familiar psalm in the Bible. Amen. It like sits almost in the middle, amen, of the Psalms. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And he's speaking to everybody, every land, every nation, everybody. As I know a little about the five scriptures that is before, every fifth scripture in the book of Psalms relate to the sort of the same setting as I was taught. And so they were just coming out of exile, just coming out of some things, and just, amen, hitting dry land, and, amen, going through some obstacles and going through some trials and tribulations. And so by time psalmist got to Psalms 100, another psalm was written, and it was a song of praise is what it's called, a song of praise and telling the people, look what God has done for us. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. They had been complaining about coming through some things, and you know how it is, how we complain about going through trials and tribulations, and yet and still God has already blessed us. Amen. And I'm just going to go through it in a timely manner. The second verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. One of the worst things in the world is to have a sad saint. And you say you're a child of God and you know God, but every time you hear it's got a sad story. This didn't act right. That didn't go right. We're supposed to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. With a glad heart. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. That means even before we got on the prayer line this morning, we should have been in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Even when because we woke up this morning and got our little selves together, it should have been a thank you, Jesus. It should have already been a praise down in us. And we've already been taught that on the First Fruit prayer line and in your local congregations. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Like the mother always came saying to us, good morning, Jesus. Amen. Nice having you here. Good morning, Jesus. Amen. That's a song down in the heart. And whatever your song is, you ought to get your song. Amen. Catch hold to the anointing of God and sing a song. If you get that first in your heart, you won't have no reason to complain for the rest of the day, because set it in order. The psalmist in the third verse say, know ye that the Lord, he is God. In other words, you got to know that. You've been through something to know that it's God. God, this is not the first time you ever heard of God. This is not the first time God has brought you through something. This is not the first time you've gone through trials and tribulation. To the people of God this morning, know ye that the Lord, he is God. You're not looking unto man. You're not looking unto your job. You're not looking unto nobody. You got to know that he is the author, hey, my God, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. You ought to be familiar with the hand of God. It is he that has made us. Nobody but him get the glory. Nobody but him get the credit. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. You didn't make yourself into being who you are. You didn't make yourself a prayer warrior. You didn't make yourself all of this and all of that. You didn't get those degrees on your own. You didn't get life breath into your life on your own. The psalmist is saying here, it is he that has made us. He is the one that birthed us. He is the one that wanted us to be. He knew us before we were formed in the belly of our mother's womb. He knew our mother before our mother was born. He is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. People of God, sometimes you see people when they accomplish things, they got a new home, they got a nice car, amen, they got degrees, amen, they can speak well, they're eloquent in their speaking, amen, they may have a little money in the bank, and then the spirit of a big head get in them, and they're arrogant in their way, they're bougie, you can't, amen, it's just taking all we can to be around them, but the psalmist is reminding us, it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. Everything we got is because it is God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And that's a big G-O-D and not a little G-O-D. And so thank you, man of God, ambassador, for bringing this to our remembrance. We are his people. We are God's people. And I'm going to a soft spirit now. And the sheep of his pasture. Remember this, you're never above God. Remember this, you're never above anything. We're the sheep of his pasture. So he wants us to delight in him. Nobody gets the glory and the honor and the privilege and the glory but God. God tilts the soil. Amen. And this is the shepherd talking here today. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It's he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. And I'm glad that I'm his people. Know that you are his people. He's not looking to do harm to us. He said, I do you harm and no, do you good and no harm. Amen. And the sheep of his pasture, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. He even says it's good pleasure to give us the keys to the kingdom. God don't think the way that we do. You know he says his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. He think always positive. He never looks on us or down on us with a sad heart. And that's why we ought to rejoice in the Lord. We are his people, and I'm glad to be God's people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, This is the key scripture here that our chief ambassador want us to bring out, and I don't know it all, amen, but I'm willing to, amen, to do whatever God wants me to do with the word of God. The fourth verse say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do we enter into the gates of the Lord in the holy temple? Amen. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless him. We come in so oftentimes, all the time, sometimes, amen, my pastor, Pastor Gary Stern, comes out and tell the people, hey, hey, you in the house of the Lord. I don't want to hear you coming in here talking about your problems. I don't want to hear you coming in here chewing and you hear more. Amen. I know it's a time for fellowship, but the scripture says here specifically, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I tell you, people of God, the older I get, the more I'm seeing God through the scripture even better. Amen. If you know like I do, sometimes we can barely get there with pains and aches and the trials and the tribulations. Amen. I'm still serving him with gladness, but those fiery darts of the enemy been on our back all week. Amen. And when I finally get to the house of the Lord, amen, that's all I want to do is praise him. Have you ever come to church and you come to the house of the Lord and there is somebody waiting on you to tell you stuff that you don't need to hear in your spirit? It's like what we talked about on the first fruit prayer line, and our chief ambassador brought it up yesterday. Somebody's ready to give you some gossip. Somebody's ready to give you stuff. What about the bad? Oh, how you making it? Baby, I'm barely making it. No, if you made it in, you ought to give God some praise. If you got here, it don't matter if you're in a wheelchair. It don't matter if you had to skate in, roll in. You coming in, give God some praise. Enter into the gates. When you enter into the sanctuary, in his presence, in the sanctuary where the Spirit of the Lord reigns, oftentimes my pastor say, hey, you may be in your house with this stuff, but in God's house, only way you ought to be in here with that stuff is you at the feet of Jesus at the altar and getting rid of that stuff, coming boldly to the throne of grace, entering his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. It always should be a praise. Even this morning is his courts. Whenever you usher in the anointing of God, and this is our courthouse this morning, the house of praise, when we come on the first fruit prayer line and the man of God is ushering in the anointing, it's the reason why I see it now. We're coming to give God some praise. His courts is where God anointed rests on. Your house can be your courts if you got a set place in your house. There's a set place in my home where I am right now. Nobody enters in this place but me. If they coming in, they coming in to join me. If they coming in, it's got to be something very important. And when you set that up in your spirit, set that up wherever God is, it ought to be somewhere in your house that the Lord, that in your courts with praise, be faithful unto him. I mean, count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done. Why? We don't have time to complain. Yes, we have prayer requests, but the prayer request is to boost us on up, to get us on up from there and give God the praise. Even when you give the prayer request, and you ought to say, even if he don't, I know that he can. And bless his name. Bless God's name. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, my soul cries, hallelujah. God for saving me. That's a part of praise, but it's so many other praises down in your spirit. So many other songs that I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalms 107 goes to say, all that men will praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. That should be a part of our everyday. When you wake up in the morning, morning all day long. I can remember back in the days when I was up under my mother and my grandmother's tutoring and the mothers of Zion. They were truly mothers of Zion in that day. All they talked about was Jesus. If they said anything negative, we didn't hear it, because they put in our spirit is about the goodness of the Lord. Talk that walk. They walked the walk and talked the talk. Even when they was cooking and stirring up the food, God, I thank you. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
They raised up holy hands all during the day. That's why he say, in the first part, it say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. And we allow prayer to get out of the schools. We won't talk about Jesus around the sinners. Amen. We listen to what they say and everything. We got the upper hand, saints of God. Hey, glory to God. God is with us. Amen, that the angels cannot sing. Hallelujah. He can't sing your song. You can sing it for yourself. Amen. For the Lord is good. Oh, my. I hear David say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Yes, he is. I feel a praise on that already, that the Lord is good. It's mighty.
Through the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. The courthouse won't give you mercy. Sometimes your job won't give you mercy. Sometimes, my God, that's why we say the Lord is good. His mercy is
mercy.
He won't take it back from us. He won't give it to us today and snatch it back tomorrow. Everlasting is from generation to generation, thou art God. And his truth, I mean the word of God said his word is truth. His truth endureth to all generations. We don't know how many generations going to be after us, but we're in generations, all down through generations, that he still is God. He still is good.
Mm.
Y'all hear the spirit this morning? Can somebody agree with me? I don't
yes,
care.
Yes. Thank you.
Calling down on the line
Lord,
this morning.
Lord,
representative on this line. Every morning when you of the thousands of people that are listening. God, place them in your hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we come against every witchcraft demon.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus, that want to come against the man and the first fruit prayer line and everything God has put in his hand to do. The enemy tried to come in this the first of the year, but the Lord said he'll raise a standard above you. You keep on one man of God, because the half has not tormented, say eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord has in store unto them that will walk upright. Keep walking upright. Keep on catch on after a while. After a while, and by, we'll catch on to know that you're not going to stop, because the tenacity that's down in you, what God then put down in you, the vision is being unfolded more and more, and I see it even more. Amen. Every land, every nation, hey, all them ambassadors that you're talking about in the future will be making a joyful noise unto the Lord, giving noise a thousand praises out of one mouth, out of one tongue. And can you imagine, hey, glory, you told us how many tongues make up a million and a billion in a care. I just hear the Lord say, just be thankful, be grateful, and God bless you, man of God. Amen. I always have something to say. It may not be everything that you wanted to hear, but it's what God put in my powers of compassion, because I do enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That is my motto, and can't nobody take it from me. I'm going to praise him no matter where I am. God bless you. Hey, and to God be the glory.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. What a wonderful dissertation. My God, have mercy. My. You fed people all around the world. Ambassador, you know, Patricia Stern from North Chicago. Amen. And what is the name of your church there? Ambassador Stern, what is the name of your church?
My church is Peace of God, but the name of my church is Jesus and Jesus only. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the
all
name.
Right.
Pastor gave the church, but the name I gave my personal church is Jesus and Jesus all by himself. Amen.
That's wonderful. Amen. And some of y'all who are in North Chicago, around the area, if you ever go to Chicago, amen, that's the North Chicago Peace of God. Well, just praise this woman who praises the Lord like that. It is at peace from God. My God, my God. Thank you so much. Amen. We are going to move to another area of praise. We're going to get to prayer in just a moment. We had such a great time on the youth prayer line last night with Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. I'm wondering, are you there this morning, Dr. Pfeiffer? Ambassador
God
Dr.
Bless
Pfeiffer?
You.
God bless you. Give us a little synopsis of last night, what you talked about, what the people, you were so great. Amen. Come on.
Praise God. The line has been addressed and christened, I should say, quite well. And we're thanking God again and again and again for his many miracles and blessings and for waking us up this morning with the mind stayed on him. Praising God for this day and just letting the Lord know that we bless his holy name and we thank him. Last night we hit on the topic of gossip. Is gossip? Is it, should we gossip or should we just listen to the gospel? So we talked about the gossip and we found out that gossip is something that is painful. It is something that is dangerous. It is something that is hurtful. It is something that is incriminating. It is something that will pull your character down. It is something that will defile your self-esteem. And we want you to know that when you're gossiping, it is very, very, it's a critical area. And it's also a sign of bullying, too. Because when people gossip about you, they sit back in the corner and they gossip. They throw daggers. They throw darts. They throw the enemy at you. They take the words and try and crush your personality with. And here we find out that if we only would go with the gospel instead of the gossip, then we can reach heaven. Because gossip is something that people will sit back and they will prey on an individual. They will use that to defile their character, to bring them down, to bring shame to them. So we know now that gossip is nothing good. It is something dangerous, and the Bible doesn't come out and bring the word out gossip in the Bible. But when it talks about taming the tongue, when it talks about the tongue being a small member, and when it talks about holding your peace and only speaking slowly and only saying those things which are of God and not trying to say anything hurtful or harmful and damaging to another person. And we know that many times the worst thing you can do is hurt a person by gossip. That gossip will take it and crush you. It can kill your influence in the church, on the workplace, on anywhere. Gossip will do it. And people have used that gossip. Even we were talking with the children, and we identified the fact that when children are even in the lunchrooms, in the classrooms, and others are talking about, look at her hair, look at her dress, look at this, look at that, and teasing the individual, that it can be very damaging. And you can hear some adults nowadays talk about when they were small children. Sister Geraldine Hughes gave an illustration of how when she was a younger girl, that she was tall, and they would always call her a beanpole. But say, now, look at that beanpole. And the worst thing you can do is criticize someone, because even in the natural, everybody you see that was criticized when they were small, they are somebody today. You cannot hold them down. God takes that person and elevates them. He takes that person and exalts them. And now, to this day, you can see what individuals have just been increased and they're influential in other people's minds, because that gossip got around. And when people start looking at them, somebody somewhere told them, you don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to be this way. And the gospel pulled them up when the gossip was trying to pull them down. So now that we see that the gossip a lot of times will propel a person to do better than what they are, and will move out of that position and climb higher heights and go to another level in their character, in their lifestyle. So God bless you. And that's where we have to get across to our children.
Beautiful. It was wonderful last night. And we commend you, Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, for a job so well done. So many people joined in and talked about the elements of gospel, of gossip. It was just wonderful, the things that they brought out last night. Thank you so very much. And then we got time for you today. We're going to get some, give me one praise report. Somebody who's got a fiery praise report. Come on. Do we have one? Amen. The Lord has been good to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. How you doing? God bless you.
Oh, okay. God bless you. I have something to share with you and the people on the prayer line.
All right.
I want y'all to still pray for me about my feet. But I got some Dr. Schultz inserts for my shoes. Dr. Johnson, my feet are so much better.
All right.
Jesus. And also, I got some, it's called Blue MU, and I've been putting that on my feet too. So, y'all. Please, thank you, Lord. I know this is all God. This is all God.
Thank God for you, Sister Renee.
I have something else to share. I didn't have the money to buy this stuff because of those Dr. Schultz are like $50. I got a bonus check, and it was a $200 check, and I'm going to give y'all $20 of it for the prayer line.
There you go. Amen. And God will multiply it for you.
Thank you.
I see him do it. He will multiply it. God bless you and thank you. Amen. God's concerned about all of us in every area. Amen. Yes. That's important, and it's important to God. God bless you. I heard somebody else.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stith. God bless you. And this is a fiery testimony to me, is because on last year I shared with you all one of my colleagues who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And then later on, as we begin to pray for her, and I put her name on the prayer line, it moved from stage 4 to stage 3. I want you all to know, the saints of God, that she no longer has cancer. She glory to God. Her relationship with God has increased. Praise the Lord. God, allow me to just preach. The rafters off that wall in that building. Don't tell it about it. The devil heard it, but it really doesn't matter. Amen. I know how to pray, praise the word, and preach it. Glory to God. Her relationship with God. She's now saved, and we're just... Every morning, this beginning of this new year, on Mondays is the moment. I call it the supervisor's message. I give one to all of the counselors so they can impart it to all of the clients. Amen. And I thank God for that. We shared on yesterday. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, thank all of you for uniting your faith and sharing this corporate prayer that God will heal this young lady's body. God had turned some things around. You all know when I accepted that job, God put me there, and I'm just letting, Lord, I don't know why you put me up in here with these folks that don't like me. Glory to God. But God has turned all of that around. I'm seeing people lives change that didn't even like one another. They're speaking and talking. They have to work together. And I'm just going to close with that, but that was an awesome testimony to me because I saw the end results of it on yesterday. And Ambassador Sturge, you really blessed my soul about entering to his gates with thanksgiving. And the only comment I wanted to say like this is, when you have the favor of God on your life, praise is the result. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. My God. Y'all are some bad girls on this line. Jesus, have mercy. My Lord. The Lord bless all of you and keep you. Is there one more fiery testimony? If so, I'll allow it. Go ahead. Amen. Anybody else?
This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. On this morning, and to each and every one, our Chief Ambassador, I praise God this morning. I'm thinking about on yesterday. My heart was somewhat saddened, and I was thinking about many things that was going on with my mom, and thinking about, they had said something about with my granddaughter, going to check out a possible tumor. She's been having these headaches. And I cried out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, but your word said that you would not put no more on us than we can bear. And I mean, that was a cry. I believe we can make a cry. Well, heaven's gates will open up. And I believe that that's what happened. And as I was listening on yesterday, and I heard the lady come on from Utah. And I know the song, but I needed to hear it just then. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Never let life problems get you down. But when life problems come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah, anyhow. I tell you, I'm so glad I was on mute at that time because I just let loose. That song ministered to me, and I needed it to hear it again. I just praise God because he lifts my spirit. And true enough, later on that day, my daughter told me, she said, Mama, they said they don't see nothing. No portal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, y'all have heard two reports of healing of cancer on this line this morning. Let's take a praise check. Give God some praise, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for the whole
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.